Today on the God Pod.
I gotta tell you, folks, I don't wake up before 11.
Really?
I'm the Lord thy God. I get to do what I want. Every human wakes up and everything, all their anxieties are on full blast in the morning. All the uncomfortable shit that needs to get done happens early before noon.
It's funny that you wake up after church services when they end. That's when you wake up. It's interesting.
None, listening to none of them.
This kind of political violence is so far beyond the left versus right political spectrum. And we don't have to wait for the congressional hearings to hold the insurrectionists accountable. We've already taken ad revenue away from the websites of Dan Bongino, who is fully demonetized now thanks to our work.
Wow.
CharlieKirk.com.
Oh, yes.
Smite. Hi everyone, God here. You're listening to The God Pod. The God Pod is available on all podcasting apps. Thou shalt subscribe, damn it. I'm here today with my pals. What's up, Moses?
Not much. Everything's good. I still don't have a good opening for that.
It do be like that sometimes, though.
I could go with that, but it just sounds very
Jewish. Just use that again.
Yeah, it doesn't fit. I'll think of something soon.
Can I hear you say it do be like that?
It does. It do. It is like that. See, I can't even say it. I'm too Jewish. I can't do that.
Can you say it more Moses-y? And more, also here today.
More Moses-y. Okay. There
it,
you go.
It do be like that.
Sure.
Take the Moses to 11. All right.
You heard a scratchy laugh in the background and you're like, oh, wait, someone else is here.
Oh, also, I should introduce my pal / therapist, Psyche, goddess.
Hey. Hello.
Hello.
I'm still kicking with baby inside.
You're still 9 months
up.
Pregnant. Any moment you could pop with a baby, right?
That's right.
It could happen during this podcast.
It could happen during the podcast.
Would it happen? How would that happen? Would that be like, oh, would that notify us? Like, oh, my water broke.
I think that it would be silence. For the first time, I wouldn't talk.
It's not like it is in the movies.
We're not going to hear like a sploosh. The flood.
I don't think so. But then again, I'm not sure. It's Cupid and my first baby.
You're having a baby with a baby.
I'm having a baby with a baby who wears a diaper.
Listen, my wife said, I'll be right back. I got to go to the bathroom. She came back. She goes, I think something happened. And there you go. That's how it goes. It wasn't like out of the movies.
All right. No. Well, if Psyche asks to go to the bathroom.
We all know what's going on.
Wait. I just got a text from Satan. Looks like he's been in the waiting room.
Oh, no. Let him in.
Perfect timing. Here comes Satan.
Hello. Yes.
Somebody just woke up.
No, I've been up for hours.
I was hard on you last week for, you know, sleeping through the beginning of the show and us having to wake you up. But it's actually like 6 a.m. there in hell.
Yeah.
Right?
Is it?
Hell is on Hawaiian time.
It's always 6 a.m.
It's on Hawaiian time. It's on Waikiki Sheraton time.
Yes.
But it's very awesome. Early. I got to tell you, folks, I don't wake up before 11.
Really?
I'm the Lord thy God. I get to do what I want.
I mean, I get you get to do what you want, but that seems a little aggressive, no?
It is aggressive, but nothing good happens in the early mornings. I'm telling you.
Oh, I beg to differ.
Everybody, every human wakes up and everything, all their anxieties are on full blast in the morning. All the uncomfortable shit that needs to get done happens early.
It's funny that you wake up after church services when they end. That's when you wake up. It's interesting.
None, listening to none of them.
I would never. Are you kidding? Sunday is like noon. And then it's off to brunch. Anyway.
The most important part of the day.
With us today also is Claire Atkin from the group Check My Ads. Hi, Claire.
Hi, thanks for having me. Thanks for your interest in Check My Ads.
Yeah. What is Check My Ads?
So we're an ad tech watchdog. Ad tech is an industry that is somewhere between $400 and $700 billion. And we're the first watchdog. We launched in October. And we're here to dismantle the disinformation economy.
That's amazing. Oh my gosh. How did you come up with that?
Yes. So the disinformation economy is estimated to be about $2.6 billion. That is $2.6 billion that is funding all of the bad stuff that is affecting our communities and our safety and our democracy. And so we're uncovering all of the relationships between the ad exchanges that send ad dollars to websites and the actual websites that are harming our society.
Yes. And they're working on how to defeat Fox News, right, Claire?
That's right. On June 9th, the day that the congressional hearing started, we launched a campaign to defund foxnews.com.
Whoa.
Amazing. And your co-founder there,
Nandini,
at Check My Ads, Nandini, she recently worked with the watchdog organization Sleeping Giants when they were helping to, defeat Breitbart News?
Yes.
Did Breitbart just go away? I forgot that it had ever existed.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay. So in 2016, she co-founded Sleeping Giants and started a social media campaign that would let advertisers know when their ads were funding this website, Breitbart. For those who don't know Breitbart, it was the largest red, like, faux news website in 2016. Like, it was well better read than, it was more than right wing. It was very xenophobic, very racist.
Oh, yeah.
Had a was section. It like QAnon kind of vibe?
Yeah.
Like, it had a whole section of news that was just called Black on Black Crime.
And how are they doing today? Because I forget that they existed.
I'm so glad you asked. In 2017, they were projected to make $8 million. And they had plans to expand to Germany and to France. And Nandini and Sleeping Giants cut 90% of that revenue.
Wow.
Take that, Satan.
Oh, yeah. Darn.
And so now it's funny, the effect of having that much of a loss. I don't hear them ever. I don't see their shit posted anywhere.
Well, Steve Bannon is like blacklisted from the industry. Like, every advertiser is like, keep my brand away from bigotry.
Smite.
Right.
So it worked. So tune in, listener, because we got a lot to get to today. We're going to discuss.
Before we get started, I just want to apologize. I keep on DMing Check My Ads with all my ads. And it's just me sending you Disney Channel original movie commercials with me doing all the voices.
That's better than the puns we normally get.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's... See, I'm not a pun guy. That's not my awfulness.
That's too far.
That's gross.
Yeah, me and Satan agree. Puns.
Not even Satan will do a pun.
That's for the dumbest, littlest brains. Okay. Before we get into the full interview, Claire, well, let's talk about some top stories today, gang. Now, I know you saw this. Tom Hanks had to tell the crowd of jabronis to back the fuck off for almost knocking over his wife, Rita Wilson. Psyche, thoughts?
I love when Geppetto stands up for his lady.
I don't think even in movies has Tom Hanks ever said a bad
word. That's
such
aggression. Yeah.
Ever said a bad word even in a movie?
Roll the clip, Jesus. Let's hear Tom Hanks saying that.
How you doing?
It's been a long time.
Be careful, Tom.
Watch out. Move. It's been a long time, Tom. How you been?
Whoa.
Stop it.
Whoa.
My wife,
what are you doing?
Back the f*** off.
What are y'all doing?
What do you want?
People are crazy, bro.
Knock it over my wife.
Yeah, they're bugging.
Sorry to talk about that.
They're really
bugging.
Come on, man.
Sorry about that, Tom.
Oh, so good.
Do you know what I think it might also be? I think it might also be his influence he's getting from his son, my favorite, the rapper Chet Hanks. I don't know if you guys are familiar with his son. Claire, do you know about his son?
Your favorite?
I do.
Probably my favorite person.
Unfortunately.
I have tried so hard to be friends with him, to meet him, to repost.
No.
I just think.
Makes a lot of sense.
I just think that, like, it makes so much sense. I like think that he
Satan,
is
right. Right. Satan?
This,
yeah.
This character. What's the oldest son's name? Colin.
Colin.
Right?
Colin is like more like Tom.
Colin, I see in my neighborhood. And like, he's like such a great, you know, like,
and you don't
such
care.
A good dude.
You're like, you're the nice guy. He tries to be friends with you. And you're like, you leave me alone.
I love that Claire has come onto this pod and she's saving the world. And Psyche's like, you ever heard of Chet Hanks?
My favorite. She's like, I'm in love with Chet Hanks. Colin Hanks, you know, he wants to be my friend, but I'm blowing him off.
Like, that is Tom Hanks' son. Like, wrap your head around that for a moment. Like,
yeah,
what is,
so?
what's, How did he raise Chet any different than he raised Colin?
Because he's the youngest. But anyway,
nobody raised Chet.
Did you see him when he was a guest on Z-Way? Anyway, it's
funny.
What's
Z-Way?
Oh my gosh.
Satan, this tracks, right?
This part doesn't track, though.
What's
Just
Z-Way?
Look it up. Look it up after this podcast. You'll literally love these interviews.
You would make an iconic guest on Z-Way.
Oh, God.
All right. Well, good job, Tom. You see, and before anyone says anything, this is the different. This is how you do it. You don't smack someone because now you're the bad guy.
No.
You don't slap them around. You just say, back the fuck off. And everyone's like, good job. All right.
But also, I will say it had more power coming from Tom Hanks because right? No one ever heard him say fuck. Very
has
shocking.
Has he never said that?
No, yeah, in Big, he says it.
In Big,
like,
right.
He's like, I'm fucking big.
In Apollo 13,
Apollo 13.
Like, I'm going to land this fucking spaceship. And then on Castaway, I was like, I'm going to get the fuck off this island.
Yeah.
Right?
He says it a lot.
Toy Story 2, deep cut.
Fuck right. You, Buzz.
Yeah. Deleted scenes.
right.
Very okay. Excited for that right. Movie coming out, huh?
All right. We got one other piece of celebrity-ish news.
Leah Remini reminds Top Gun Maverick fans of Tom Cruise's deep ties to Scientology.
You know, we don't need to be reminded. I mean...
Everybody knows.
It's like, we get it. Tom, we get it.
You know... We know because we've seen his face. He looks like, I don't know if you've seen the movie yet. He looks like he is 18 again. And honestly, I have to say, whatever he's doing, sign me up for Scientology because I want to like
wow. I don't think his face is Scientology related. I will say
no. I don't think that. See, this is the thing. I don't think enough people are remembering what Scientology is. And what
Where
they do, you're not allowed to go to the hospital.
Where's Miscavige's wife?
Okay, exactly. I would say both of these things. Okay, whether it be you showing an interest in Scientology because Tom Cruise has still got it, or whether it's Chet Hanks and the popularization of him. It all really comes down to the disinformation economy, folks.
Wow,
these
great
are just
transition.
Side effects.
Killer transition.
Yeah, I was waiting for it. How do we transition from that into
Do you watch
important?
Leah Remini's show? Anyone?
No.
You guys should watch the Scientology. It's fascinating.
Leah, if you're listening, I'm sorry we don't watch your show. It's because we know. We agree. Well, and besides, Psyche does. Please come on the pod.
She would.
We agree with you.
She would not.
All right.
I don't. Would she?
Probably.
That would be something.
Anyway, my good transition was ruined. Tell us more about the disinformation economy, Claire, because this is huge. And how does it go unmonitored? Where is the U.S. government? Where's the FCC? Why does it take an independent group of heroes such as yourself and Nandini Jammy? Tell us some more. How did this get to be so big? It's because lies sell, don't they? That old aphorism about a lie can travel all the way around the world while the truth is trying to get its pants on. It really is true, isn't it?
It is true. So when I say disinformation economy, sometimes people think of Facebook, because Facebook had Cambridge Analytica. It's the place where we all see it. It's like the place where it comes up on our feeds. Dan Bongino is one of the Facebook top 10 every day. Like, Breitbart is still up there. It's outrageous. But Facebook is not where propaganda outlets make their money. It's not where disinformation makes money. Ads that are on Facebook serve Facebook. It's only when you click the links and go to their website that dozens or so of ad exchanges are waiting to serve you ads. And that's how websites make money.
No, exactly. You don't want to use the system there because they police it. You got to drive traffic to your off Facebook site, but they do get a lot of traffic off Facebook. And the reason, and as someone who has a website and a page on Facebook, Claire, maybe you didn't know this, still 3.7 million fans on Facebook. Hello. And I have a website, and yeah, you drive traffic to it. So I am qualified to speak with you about this. And I can tell you that Facebook polices their platform very fucking hard. To everyone that wants to blame...
Very hard.
Everyone that want to blame Facebook, I don't know how to tell you this, but you're sort of wrong, okay? Because what it comes down to is the behavior of the users, okay? And their readers, one, are predominantly on Facebook. Two, they share things. They don't care. They share things like it's their job. I compare them to an army of robots, okay? Whereas liberals, the left, they're more, you know, they're not like that. They're not, in fact, if anything, they don't want to share things anymore because it makes you a target, potentially, of a maniac in your community. So people in your community in the United States, listener, if you live there, you might see a lot of Trump signs, a lot of police blue line flags, right? But you're never going to see the opposite very often. Because it's dangerous to out yourself like that. Am I wrong?
Well, no, I'm really excited because we got to live fact check this idea.
Okay, so the thing to remember here is that advertisers don't place ads themselves. They pay other companies to do that for them. And the umbrella term that we use for those other companies is ad exchanges. They have other words, other names as well, but ad exchanges sort of explains that it's also like a real-time bidding process. It's sort of automated. And every ad exchange has promised advertisers in their marketing materials and in their contracts and in their publisher policies that they will never work with websites that spread election disinformation.
Exactly. Everybody's trying to
fight
against
it. Violence.
Whether it be Facebook or the advertisers themselves, it's such a simple connection that you're making. And then the users need to be the one to report it, right?
So right now, there is no infrastructure to report the content of websites that ad exchanges work with. And that's what we are trying to change. We are building transparency and accountability into this $400 to $700 billion industry, because right now it's self-regulated and ad exchanges can say anything to the advertiser. They can say, don't worry, we'll keep your brand away from hate. We'll keep it away from xenophobia,
and
bigotry. And then they go and they put it on Breitbart. They put it on Fox News. They put it on CharlieKirk.com.
Because they don't care, because they just care about making money.
I think some people in the ad exchanges care. And what we're doing is giving them permission to say something about it. Because if we can be loud enough with the message of enough is enough, our democracy is on its deathbed if we let this go any further. I mean, this digital economy, it's $700 billion, let's say, 400, sure. Okay, this is making or breaking entire media organizations. It is like the traffic control for money, ads, and data. And the ads and data, like, don't sleep on that. When you're a propaganda outfit, you need money, of course, to sustain and grow your operation. But the ads themselves give legitimacy. They give the reader an identifiable piece of information that says, this is a trusted source of news.
Yeah, because look at who's sponsoring it.
Well, you know what they did to combat this, actually, is they combat it with how much reach they'll give a website. So, for example, the Washington Post, the New York Times, because they're more accredited organizations, will get tons of reach thrown at them. But if you're some brand new website with zero page rank, you're not going to get that much reach, especially on the subject of politics.
God. So, I think you're giving Facebook too much credit.
Go for Facebook, Claire.
I am giving them too much credit. I am just sharing my personal experience. I can tell you that
if you share
a generic post, okay, that is going to get, it can get plenty of reach. I can get, but if I share anything about politics, it gets cut in half the reach.
Yeah, maybe so. But the top 10 performing links posted on Facebook yesterday were Fox News, Dan Bongino, all K-pop, fine, Breitbart, HuffPost, Fox News.
It's the K-pop thing is my fault.
Sarah Palin,
making a comeback.
Is your ex still using your Netflix? That's what one woman found out after she downloaded Truebill. which finds and cancels subscriptions with just a tap. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? Because it's a business scam out to get you. Don't let greedy corporations pocket your money. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel, Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts, and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions, so you don't have to.
This is so great because I think so many of us sign up for things and then forget about it.
Of course.
There's so many apps, so many sites, it's hard to keep track of.
And you enter in your data, and next thing you know, you're getting charged every month. Ugh. And I've had this too. And yeah. Truebill is fantastic in that it can just help you root out. Some of these sites don't even let you cancel. There's like no button to delete it.
Or they do, but they make the cancel button really small, or they hide it behind like 8 different links.
Or impossible to find.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So this is fantastic because your only other solution is now you got to call your bank and your bank is like, cancel your card or blah, 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 blah. No, there's a solution for you out there and it's called Truebill. So don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/GodPod. Go right now. Truebill.com/GodPod. It could save you thousands a year. That's Truebill.com/GodPod.
Before we continue with today's episode, we'd like you to go to thegodpodcast.com to learn more about everything that we do. From there, you can subscribe to our newsletter or our Patreon, give us a review, or follow us on social media. It's all there at thegodpodcast.com. And when you join the God Pod Patreon, you'll get emailed the second a new episode is posted. If you don't like ads in your God Pod, no problem, because on our Patreon, our episodes are ad-free. And the link to our Patreon is at thegodpodcast.com. By pledging to our Patreon, you'll also receive exclusive access to our community Discord server, where you can hang out with fellow listeners. There's so much fun waiting for you there. Join today by visiting thegodpodcast.com. Again, that's thegodpodcast.com. Thanks, humans.
This is why I'm so excited to talk to you about this, Claire, is because those pages you cite have, one, huge audiences, who, two, move in complete lockstep as if it is their job, okay, to spread their disinformation. So, yeah, I blame the purveyors, and I blame Facebook for not finding a way to stop this. But I also blame the people. It's my fault. I created humans and they're stupid.
God damn it, God.
I know.
Okay, but the message that we now have, which I think is far more empowering than whose fault is it, is that you can do something.
Well
and
played.
We have created, at Check My Ads, we have created a system where you can actually have your voice heard. So we are emailing ad exchange executives. We have their names, we have their email addresses, and we are sending message templates with that information to the inboxes of tens of thousands of people who have signed up at Check My Ads. And we are all saying
checkmyads.com.
It's checkmyads.org/fox.
.org/fox.
Yeah, we're a nonprofit. So checkmyads.org/fox. And you can sign up to actually say the insurrection was so far beyond appropriate.
Right.
This kind of political violence is so far beyond the left versus right political spectrum. And we don't have to wait for the congressional hearings to hold the insurrectionists accountable. Mm. We've already taken ad revenue away from the websites of Dan Bongino, who is fully demonetized now, thanks to our work.
Wow.
CharlieKirk.com.
Oh, yes. Wow. Thank
smite,
gosh.
Smite.
He sent 80 buses to the insurrection, and he was funded by Playwire, who had in their terms of service, we don't work with websites who seek to overthrow the government.
Lying bastards. Mm. That's okay. What I'm saying. These people,
Steve
all,
Bannon,
you know,
Steve Bannon's Real America's Voice, defunded. Wow. Glenn Beck's The Blaze, defunded. We've done it. We're doing it. Tim Pool, his website's defunded. Now we're saying, how is Fox News any different? And we're inviting everyone to say that with us loudly in the emails.
Wow.
Claire, can I ask you a question? How, I mean, for obvious reasons, I understand why you got involved in this, but how did you specifically, like, with you and your partner, whether it come up with this or like, how does this happen? Because there's so much that so many of us want to do and we want to, you know,
but feel helpless to
help,
do anything.
Help the community,
right? They've watched their family members
sure
be sucked but in I, by Fox News. This is destroyed a generation.
But not even just
generation.
That. I'm talking like every, like not just even specifics of Fox News. I'm just saying everything in general, like all the negativity, all the like hate and anger. There's so much going on. Mm. How did you decide, you know what, this is what is missing in the full spectrum of it, this is the role that we are going to fill. Were you in the ad space before? Were you in kind of marketing where you were familiar with this?
So Nandini and I are both marketers and we worked in tech. Like we were marketers for tech companies. So we understand how it works together. And
so you
I,
used to work for the empire and now you're
no.
The rebellion.
We worked for like small, like B2B software services. So like mm-hmm. one of my clients made software for like fitness gyms to like book into class, you know, like a cute, like we help.
You have,
the,
you have
business.
The knowledge and know-how of this industry.
That's right. And I understood the culture. And then after the 2016 election, I went to study international election observation at the Global Campus for Human Rights in Venice, because I was like, the media is broken. How do we monitor the media for election disinformation? And when I got there, they said they were hamstrung by the tech companies. They had no way to even measure how much disinformation was being trafficked through WhatsApp, Instagram, Facebook, et cetera.
Wow.
What's the difference between go ahead.
Oh, the D stands for deliberate.
Because deliberate. There's a difference between misinformation and disinformation, right?
It's just misinformation is sort of the accidental passing on of information that is wrong. Oh, disinformation is the publication of intentionally harmful content.
Right. Like what Tucker Carlson does every single day. He's intentionally lying at his ass. Right.
It helps you break from reality. It scapegoats minority groups. It's some people call it adversarial narratives. It's like the idea that you're in danger and you have to fight.
Didn't there used to be laws against this type of thing? I can't believe it that this is allowed to go on.
Free speech in America has a very high bar. You have to actually incite like immediate violence for that to be infringed. In Canada, it's a little bit different. We have rules around hate
speech.
Move
to Canada, folks.
okay, so we're in a disinformation crisis. And Nandini and I met in 2019. She had done Sleeping Giants and she was still doing it. And she was like, man, why am I still volunteering on this? Like I thought the industry had universally blacklisted Breitbart, but now there's like 100 Breitbarts.
Mm-hmm.
Why is this proliferating? It doesn't make sense. And I had been studying election disinformation. So she and I put our heads together and we were like, ah, damn it. We got to learn about the ad tech industry.
Mm.
And it's like we did a PhD on this wild west of the internet. It upholds the whole internet.
It's totally a Wild West. There's no ethics or morality to it, folks.
It's amazing the amount of time that you did this. I mean, in 2019, the two of you met.
It's such a short period, right?
Yeah,
like, unbelievable.
For something so huge, that short a time. It's amazing.
Yeah, so with our newsletter Branded, which we launched January 2020, we just started talking about these issues. We started talking about how advertising was funding disinformation, what the brand safety industry was doing to even further harm the situation. They were like, oh, don't worry, like we'll take care of it. And then they started just blocking the news instead.
Yep, exactly.
Giving white nationalism a hall pass and blocking CNN and the New York Times and all the local news during the pandemic. They just blacklisted the word coronavirus.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what they do.
And Satan's getting a hall pass.
Hell yeah.
Exactly.
Man, what a time to be alive for me.
And you know why you know why he gets a hall pass too? Because they spend so much money on Facebook.
I call it hate bait.
The Daily Wire recently got caught doing this with the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
That's right. Yeah.
They literally funded like an entire point of view on on YouTube and Facebook. Okay.
To against her?
Against her, yes.
Well, she's a bitch, so.
Okay, yeah. Well.
No, listen.
I met her. She's an awful human being.
But everyone's that's beside the point. What we're talking about is.
They can control the narrative through money.
This is critical, okay? The narrative is such that men are under attack, white men in particular.
Exactly.
That men have a responsibility to and a privilege to care for their wife and families. And that you, as white men, are under attack and you have to take up arms and fight for your democracy, for your right to a job, to protect against these other people, the immigrants, the whatever. Okay. This is part of that.
Yeah. Why would the Daily Wire fund this of all issues? You think that they would be more political, right? Why did they fund that? How did they do that? Do you know? Like, how did they control this the whole thing? They just threw tens of thousands of dollars at Facebook promoting these articles of disinformation.
So to understand disinformation and authoritarianism, you have to understand myth. This is about the myth of victimhood, of undue
victimhood. I feel
attacked. Yeah.
As a myth.
You are an old white man.
But I'm on her side.
Like, all okay. of us just have to see how it works. And this is what we're fighting.
Am I not allowed to be on the right side?
No.
What about, is there a thing with since now advertisement is now going on to like, say, like a platform like TikTok or something like that. And then you see so much like craziness on TikTok. Like, I've never been, I try to get involved in TikTok. I really try to be hip and cool and I don't get it. And then anyways, I just know there's such a dark side to it, right? And it's all based on your algorithm of what you like and what you look at and blah, 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 all that stuff. But now I see that there's advertisers on there way more so than before.
Oh, shit.
And is that something that you can control too? Like, is that? No. So it's like a Facebook kind of thing. Yeah.
Check My Ads is the ad tech watchdog for what is called the open web. So it's like everywhere where advertising touches just regular old websites.
.coms.
Social
which are
media.
Very important.
Yeah. Well, it's a huge economy and it's funding all this stuff. So when people link to these websites on social media and then go to, and then send traffic to the websites, that's when they make money. That's why we're focused there, because we're talking about the disinformation economy, literally the money flow. And so we're driving into the heart.
It's so powerful that it's literally hampering the information economy.
Correct.
Okay.
Claire, what you're doing is so awesome.
Yeah, that's
it's
amazing.
So awesome. Thank you so
and
much.
And I'm pissed. You're getting all
I'm
of the way.
I'm pissed because I'm literally like inside it. Okay, and I've seen
if
the
you're
greed.
Really mad, if you're really
I've
mad,
seen the
go
greed
to checkmyads.org.
Checkmyads.org.
Checkmyads.org/fox and sign up to send emails. You'll get a welcome email right away. You'll get an email with a
I am mad. I'm doing
so
it right
you
now.
Can send, yeah, send an email to Yahoo and ask them why when they dropped other insurrectionists, why they're still working with Fox News, who is one of the loudest.
Checkmyads.org/fox.
Groups. Thank you. Yeah. They have created the conditions for the undermining of our democracy over and over again. For 2 weeks, they published election disinformation 600 times.
Without penalty. Without penalty. And they're laughing all the way to the bank, folks. The audacity of these motherfuckers.
Is working with Fox News different from working with like kind of like the randomization of other kind of advertisements? Because it seems like what you were talking about before was this kind of ad economy where websites don't necessarily understand or know what you're clicking to. But Fox seems more blatant, and it seems like you would have to go into a deal or a contract with them in order for them to.
True.
Like, or is like, it the same situation?
Like there's one guy who really tries to sell pillows.
That's right. Okay. Great question. Okay. So are we stopping Mike Lindell from advertising on FoxNews.com? The answer is no. We think that advertisers should have the right to be there when they are there. And this is so critical. Okay. We do, we are fighting for the advertiser's right to free speech in this economy. And what that means is we are fighting for their brand goals to be reflected in their campaign. And what we're saying right now is that FoxNews.com is the default setting.
And so advertisers are unwittingly sponsoring the insurrection. And if they don't block Fox now, they will unwittingly sponsor and fund the next insurrection.
So just to be clear, you're focused on FoxNews.com, right?
That's right. So only FoxNews.com.
Great. Because so it's people that are accidentally advertising on FoxNews.com.
You got it.
Got it.
That's right.
So do you find it easy to get these corporations who are the sponsors who are advertising? Are they like on board? Do they support, are they supportive?
We hear all kinds of things. So before we launched, I reached back to, before we had a nonprofit, we had a for-profit, we had clients, those were Fortune 500 clients. And we worked with the departments of like communications and brand and marketing and advertising to help build brand safety guidelines for them, to help them communicate to these ad exchanges what is and is not appropriate use of their ad spend. And I went back to them and I said, hey, we're about to launch this thing. And one of them was like, oh, it's going to be a headache. We are fatigued. She said, we are fatigued. We are at war. We are in supply chain issues. We are dealing with shooting after shooting after shooting after shooting. I am tired. And now we have reproductive rights issues, and every company that has a medical plan has to deal with this. She said, Claire, I need you to be loud on this. I need you to be loud so that I can have permission to go to the boardroom and talk about this.
Exactly.
And I can't do it otherwise because we're tired.
This is how important your voice is, listener, or anyone out there.
Right. Totally.
You think that you don't have any power. You have all the power.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we're the consumers. The advertising is for us.
100%.
Yeah. This whole industry is made for us to buy things. So we have a voice.
Every time you share one of God's posts on Facebook, the Lord shines upon you. No, exactly. They're so apathetic because they think nothing will ever happen, nothing ever will change, and you get to be part of it. You're so important. Your voice matters so much. Go to checkmyads.org.
So is that the thing for
sign up? Damn it!
Yes. So
shut up,
we
Satan.
So I'm sitting here. I'm going, man, this sucks. I don't like this. How can I help? It's to go to check my ads, sign up, become a volunteer. And share probably on Facebook and Instagram what you guys are doing too.
Yeah, absolutely. Please and thank you. Checkmyads.org/Fox is where you can sign up to get the names of ad executives, their email addresses, and templates to send to them to say, your supply policy says this. And yet you're working with a website that promoted one of the most violent times, one of the most violent moments in America's political history.
Wow.
So how do you square that?
And the interesting thing about that is the person on the other end of that exchange may 100% agree with you. And they're desperately, as you were saying, looking for these types of emails so that they can take them and show them to the people above them, right?
Absolutely. And the people who do not welcome these emails are people who have been living in relative privilege and obscurity for years, undermining the state of our media environment. I mean, they have made a lot of money off of this industry. They take a big cut, and they have a responsibility off of the entire advertising economy, let alone the $2.6 billion that is earmarked for disinformation.
I would love just a million of that. Give me a million, that would be great.
And I feel like disinformation is bad because it's literally leading to all of these problems in America and like death.
This is important. One of the biggest questions we get is this going to make a difference? I mean, FoxNews.com, how much of a percentage of Fox's revenue is this really going to affect? The answer is it's so much more than about revenue. Yes, it will absolutely hurt their bottom line. And FoxNews.com is growing in their audience and in their revenue right now. So we can interrupt that. But this is also an opportunity like for us to interrupt the data flow that FoxNews.com gets from the ad tech world. Now, when Fox is on cable, when it's on television, it doesn't get the personal identifiable information of their audience.
Like a website would, right?
Like a website would. But when you're on a website, God, you would know this, you get audience metrics and you can see what lies, or in your case, stories, play better than others. And you can actually test with your audience what kind of hate bait will go more viral when it gets to Tucker Carlson's television. And so what we're doing is interrupting a propaganda machine.
Exactly. And that's to everyone's benefit. Okay, there's always going to be content for you. Okay, it's just the nature of what it is. The algorithms determine. Okay, so the algorithms are to blame, but the users also, and their predilection for the spiciest shit possible, makes it that so that lies and just that people found out, hey, I can just lie. And that'll go farther because it's more exciting than the truth. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does Fox have a deal with any other big companies, kind of like Yahoo or any other places?
So Fox has about a dozen ad exchanges.
Wow.
And those ad exchanges, including Yahoo, Magnite, MediaNet, Google, most of these names you won't recognize because, again,
I recognize them all. I've done a lot of deals with ads.
Satan's behind all of them.
He knows it all.
If you want to take a look, you can go to foxnews.com/ads-ads.txt. And that's actually like where you can see what ad exchanges they have given permission to sell their inventory.
Wow.
Yeah.
What did you say that website was? Foxnews.com.
Foxnews.com/ads.txt. That's like the list of websites that sell their inventory.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So, it's bad, folks, but you can make a difference. Thank you for what you're doing, Claire. My mind is just swimming with a million more questions, I'm sure, about.
Ask them. Don't be afraid.
There's just so much.
We'd love to ask him, but we have to get back to the Chet Hanks.
You just don't even know.
Chet's
a good dad.
Oh, I remember now. You said that like Dan Bongino and Charlie Kirk websites don't have ads anymore. Is that right?
Some of them have ads. Some of them are just not programmatic.
Mm-hmm.
Like Charlie Kirk has ads on his site, but it's all for like his private donor.
And have they noticed and commented on your group?
Tim Pool sent me a DM.
He blocked me on.
He was very angry with me, and he said,
"I love you.
Please
like me."
He said, "You lost me ad money."
Yeah, and in the DMs, I didn't respond, of course.
Oh my god!
Oh, I just drank some tea. Also, as you said that, wow.
Is there a way that they have an opportunity to like sue you because you're stopping things? Like, is that has anyone ever threatened that?
The thing is what we say is true. And
yeah.
And we're talking about the free speech of advertisers. This is a question of the free market. Like advertisers can choose to block them. Ad exchanges are private companies. They have terms of service. And all we're saying is, why aren't you following them?
Why aren't you following them? Because I was going to say, like, you know what they're going to do next is they're going to try and do the same thing, but against sites that are trying to spread truth.
But it doesn't work because what are you going to point to?
Right.
They're like creating the environment for real world violence, that's serious and we can point to that. But when you're just saying like, I don't know, the news is a fact-based thing, that's not against the terms of service of these giant companies.
Right.
Well, all those companies that were donating and they're looking for places to donate money, I'm looking for money. So I'm willing to take on the advertiser.
I run a great clean ad. Come on over here.
I run a great company. It's clean.
You're doing the Lord's work there.
Do you guys have any events coming up?
No, maybe mostly like, podcasts.
Like a pool party or something.
Right? No, listen, we take security so seriously that.
Good.
I'm sure.
Yeah. We're keeping it low key right now, sticking with our.
Yeah, great, people. Satan. Good idea. Yeah, let's tell us where you're going to be next week.
You guys have any? No, not like virtual events is what I was thinking.
That's such a good idea. You know, we will consider it. We've done Twitter spaces before, that kind of thing.
Are you gaining traction on the Twitter.com? Because that's the one where it really matters, right, for this?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Nandini has 80,000 followers. We're working on it.
Nice.
We're working on it.
God follows you.
We're just two girls.
We're trying really hard.
Are you starting a podcast?
You guys are kicking ass.
Thank you. Thank you. Podcast TBD. When it is going to launch, we have, it's called Immeasurable. We have it already, but right now we have work to do. I mean, we are, the elections are coming. We have wild levels of disinformation to defund, and we have got to let the message get bigger and bigger that we have to pay attention to this economy. It is a national security risk. It is a community safety
1,000%.
Risk. This is the time now to pay attention to ad tech.
Well, you have a big supporter in God. And if God be with us, who can be against us, right? Go to checkmyads.org/Fox. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
All right. Let's move on. Claire, just so you know, we usually talk to again. We talked way longer to you because we're so passionate about your cause.
Because you're so cool.
And you're so cool. This you're group, really cool. This group is also called the Silly Gang. Because they usually...
They don't let us interview people.
And now maybe you can see why.
Satan and I talk too much.
You did great, everybody. Speaking of misinformation, I was notified by a viewer recently that I made a few mistakes. And this segment is called God Admits He Has Made Mistakes.
Oh my God, what did you do?
I know, I know. But it's perfectly timed for this episode, by the way. On the June 13th, 2022 episode of the God Pod, entitled God Bans Racists from Eating Tacos, when referring to Trump watching the January 6th hearings, I said, he's seeing his own daughter and his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, who said that he didn't know what was going on with any of this because he was too busy trying to process pardons for congressmen that were involved in trying to overturn the election. This statement was incorrect. Jared Kushner, the sniveling piece of shit that he is, indicated he wasn't paying attention because he was working on pardons. Though he could have been working on pardons for congressmen or people that were offering to buy pardons, the corrupt motherfucker. Or maybe he was working on securing his $2 billion worth of blood money investment fund from Saudi Arabia as compensation for helping to run interference over the kingdom's murder of a journalist. Garbage face Jared didn't actually admit to working on anything other than non-specific pardons. This correction should not be construed as a reflection of anything positive about that wormy piece of shit Jared Kushner. Fuck him. Moving on. I also stated that this is actually verbatim what my one of our patrons asked me to say, because they're spot checking, they're fact checking us, okay? I also stated that the Proud Boys went for tacos on January 5th. That was incorrect. They actually went on January 6th. I got the days mixed up, and those fucks actually ate tacos right before they attacked the Capitol.
And you got corrected.
Instead of the day before, which I find worse, frankly.
Somebody corrected you on that.
I think it's worse that they ate the tacos right before the attack.
Somebody actually sat there and went, "Well, wait, that can't be right."
I want you to understand, whether it be on the podcast or on Facebook, this is the level that I am held to, and I go for it, okay? I just want you to know that. This isn't fake. This is real. As God, I regret these errors. Shit. I regret a lot of things. Humans, free will, everything. You get the picture.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, so what do you think, Claire?
That's really nice.
Thank you. And I hope you enjoyed that, listener. What do you think, Claire? Are we working hard enough to fight misinformation?
You know, one of the things that we always say, like, we look at journalistic standards and we think that correcting your mistakes is a sign of good journalistic standards.
Wow.
Nice.
That's huge for us because we're always correcting each other.
No, this almost never happens is the nice thing. We usually do a good job, but I messed up the day they ate the tacos. They actually did it right before they attacked. And also, the whole Jared Kushner, we don't know what the pardons were for, but more things continue to come out. Like just yesterday, John Eastman, he wanted to be on the pardon list. Right, Moses?
Well, that's the thing. He, you know, it was right in an email, and it was just pretty obvious. He was like, you know, because if you're innocent, you're not going to worry about that stuff. But obviously, he was like, hey, and he actually said, if this is still a thing, could I be on that pardon list? You know, so he obviously,
if that pardon list
is still a thing,
if that pardon list is still a thing, can yeah, I be yeah. on it? Amazing.
Yeah, still amazing. Still going on because I'm not innocent, is basically what he said.
Can I be on that pardon list? What's up?
You think Joe Biden's like, let me whip that up for you, whippersnapper?
I'm not. I don't know what that was. Was that Joe Biden? Was that your impression of Joe Biden?
No, that was for
that's
Trump.
That's my Joe Biden impression.
But this pardon list, it was him asking Trump if he could be on
right,
the
right.
list. Oh, this wow. is Trump's lawyer. Satan. Was that misinformation or disinformation, Satan? Anyway, lots of shit are happening there.
A little mix of both, probably.
Yeah, maybe a little bit. What do you think, Moses? I know you got to duck out here a second. We lost Claire. Claire had to go. Because she's, you know why? She's busy fighting Fox News.
Right, exactly.
She's busy saving the world.
Yeah.
She was great.
She was great.
So you guys don't think a pool party event, you guys think that's a bad idea?
It's so funny.
Maybe not the best.
A Tim pool party?
That's good. Your intentions obviously were good, but just the idea of, hey, can we have, where are you going to be? And she's like, we got security issues.
She panicked.
Satan, that was so awkward. She probably ducked out.
She just got finished talking about how she took down Dan Bongino and all these other people. And you're like, where are you going to be
next
week?
So you guys having a pizza party soon?
You see, this is why I don't bring guests on this podcast.
When I say events, I'm only ever talking virtual events. Right. You guys should know that. Okay, can we also talk? There was this one moment, and I don't know if the podcasters picked it up, but there was one moment where Claire said something about the Depp Amber Heard trial, and Psyche was this close. And Psyche, I just want to give you props. You really held it together. You really held it together. I saw we had a fork in the road. We were going to either continue talking about her fantastic website, or this poor person from Check My Ads was going to have to come on and for 30 minutes talk about the Amber Heard Johnny Depp drama.
Wow.
And I really just want to give you a lot of credit, Psyche, for not steering it. I saw you make a choice. You went, I'm letting this go.
Fantastic.
Congratulations for making it to another podcast without giving birth.
I did not
also.
Catch that.
You know, the thing is when you have a personal experience, you really, it sets a tone. And
for
I have
sure.
a personal experience. So
maybe they both suck a little bit.
I'm not denying that he probably is not a, you know,
I think, yeah.
And cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Has his own issues, but
and I think what
Amber
she was saying
said
is
she's convinced yeah. the world that you know he convinced the world that he has scissors for fingers is still my favorite thing that I've ever heard.
Did she say that?
She said that on the Today Show afterwards. That's why she lost, because he's convinced the world that he has scissors.
Oh,
for
I
fingers.
Thought you just made that
I
up.
I was like,
wow.
No, I'll send you that video. It's pretty great.
I think yeah. what she was saying is right though. It's like. Regardless, there is a truth to that, which is Amber
sure.
Heard can be awful, but the right has like co-opted it.
Yeah, exactly. You should know that regardless of whatever that situation is, they did hijack it. And why did they choose to do it in that? Because they're trying to, they literally, making billions of dollars is not enough for them. They are literally trying to control the culture.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Which is fucking diabolical.
That's why you guys got to come to my pool party. That was honestly a way for me to soft suggest a pool party.
I'm ready for
a
pool party.
Were you flirting with her? Or were you asking her out? Is that what that was?
Yeah, what was that about?
No, I wanted to.
You're trying to stop Check My Ads. Classic
I'm
Satan.
I'm trying to shut it down. My website, Bango Bango, is all Fox News advertising. How the fuck do I get money?
No, but I love Claire. I'd have Claire back any day. We love Claire.
For blessings and smites, I think we all bless Claire.
Absolutely.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on. And then for
crazy.
Smite.
I had no idea they took down like Charlie Kirk and all those peeps.
That's crazy.
That's why I haven't been seeing him as much. Literally. That's insane.
I put two and two together. And I was like, yeah, that's the guy that got like, what, 80 buses to take people
yes.
to the insurrection?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
The January 6th thing. So,
do you think she'll take down Chet Hanks next?
I hope not. I hope she uses her powers for good.
Unless
for
Chet starts really, you know, pushing disinformation.
Yeah, he's
harmless.
He's
harmless.
Just a white rapper without a shirt. Come on.
Yeah. I wish best for him because he's so lost.
Well, let's make him the focus. I bet we can get him on the pod. I bet we can get Chet Higgs on the pod.
What do you think, would Psyche?
Freak out. I would freak out. Yeah. I would be so excited.
That would be what it takes to get us to number one on the charts.
He's like Marky Mark, but not as endearing, basically, right?
Absolutely not Marky Mark at all.
Okay, fair enough. On that note, I gotta head out. I love you guys. I'll see you soon. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye, Moses. Well, anyway, as far as smite those diabolical people,
the bad ad people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The disinformation economy.
I gotta say, Satan, we did a good job with our interview.
You did really good, y'all.
We had real questions.
And you brought on somebody that I'm really, really interested in. Not to freaking diss everybody else that you bring in, but this person was really interesting.
Yeah, we really liked
this. This is crazy. I've never heard this before. It's a brand new idea.
Oh, well, cool. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed the
ad space, of course. You have to hit the private sector where the private sector, you know,
follow the money off of. Exactly. They're like,
and it's like, you think about how the internet works. There's only two ways to make money on the internet. It's you put up a paywall,
right?
Yep.
Or you put up advertisement. You allow random things to put advertisement. Crazy.
So bless them. Amazing. Thank you both for joining today.
High five, Satan.
Woohoo, we did it. We did it.
New commandment. Thou shalt not intentionally spread disinformation. Thou shalt do whatever it takes to rid the world of disinformation. And if thou accidentally, after many years of faithful service, should ever make a mistake on the date of when a bunch of douche shirts ate tacos, for example, thou shalt issue a heartfelt correction. Thou shalt defeat those lying pricks at Fox News who spread naught but lies with every minute of every day. The power of Fox News shall be broken forever. The Lord has spoken.